Radio Prague News.
Czech soldiers have been killed in action in Afghanistan. Leading figures express their shock, but say the foreign missions are not threatened. And Czech unemployment has slipped again in June. Four Czech soldiers were killed and several more injured in a suicide terrorist attack in Afghanistan's Parwan province, where the massive Bagram air base is sited. The attack took place in the earlier hours of Tuesday, according to the Czech Defence Ministry. 10 civilians and 2 Afghan policemen were reported to have been killed at the same time. The Taliban claimed responsibility in a text message to the media. Czech Army Chief of Staff Petr Pavel said that a seriously injured Czech soldier is now in a stable condition. Czechs have a contingent of around 150, which helps to protect the airbase. 9 Czech soldiers have died in total during the Afghan mission. Tuesday's death toll is the worst so far for the Czech Army on peace missions. In immediate reaction to the deaths, Czech President Miloš Zeman expressed his deep regret to the families and his profound recognition for what he described as their part in the struggle against international terrorism. Action in Afghanistan helped reduce the risk of further terrorist attacks, he said. Prime Minister Bohuslav Sobotka said the deaths were shocking and tragic. He added, though, that they would not influence the continuation of Czech army missions abroad. Defence Minister Martin Stropnický has cut short a holiday to return to Prague and ordered flags at the ministry to fly at half-mast. The Czech unemployment rate slipped by 0.1 of a percentage point to 7.4% in June, the National Labour Office announced on Tuesday. The overall total of those without work still stands at above 500,000, at just over 537,000. The latest fall is said to be largely due to recruitment for summer jobs and the ongoing recovery in the economy. The unemployment rate has been dropping consistently since January. Prime Minister Bohuslav Sobotka started a tour of all ministries to check up on their progress on Tuesday. He said it was not by chance that he selected the Ministry of Culture as the first stop on his ministerial tour. He said that it had become a Cinderella ministry over recent years and had borne the brunt of spending cuts. He said he wanted to change that and by the end of the government's term to boost its budget to over 1% of gross domestic product. The Prime Minister also said steps would be taken to address lower than average wages in the culture sector, although many employed there are graduates. But he also suggested that the ministry become more involved in preparations to mark major events, such as next year's 600th anniversary of the death of Jan Hus and a Czech-Bavarian exhibition being prepared. Mayors on the German side of the Czech border have warned of the consequences of tolls that Germany intends to impose on foreign drivers from the start of 2016. The proposed tolls were unveiled by the Ministry of Transport and its head, Alexander Dobrindt, on Monday and affect drivers even making short trips across the border on local roads. Mayors from towns and villages along the border have warned that Czech authorities could be tempted to retaliate in kind and impose similar tolls on foreign drivers on local routes and highways. At the moment, Czech tolls apply only to motorways and apply to all drivers. The new German toll is expected to cost around 2,400 crowns a year. The Czech Weather Office warned Tuesday of the possibility of severe storms across the country, with the likelihood of hail and rainfall in some places of up to 50 millimetres. Wind speeds could increase to as high as 75 kilometres an hour and flash floods could occur, the office said. Storms already cut rail services on 3 lines in the Liberec region on Tuesday. Storms on Monday night felled trees and disrupted transport, with even the Prague tram system cut at one point because of flooding. In spite of the heavy storms, water authorities in the north of Bohemia say they are facing some of the most serious water shortages in the last 50 years. The reservoir at Chomotov, the fifth biggest in the country, is at its lowest level since it was constructed at the end of the 1960s, and tankers with drinking water are being prepared in the case the situation becomes worse. I'm Chris Johnston, and that was the news.